I've got to cover all the bases, don't I?
You actually cover all the bases.
Well, so wait, so with the introduction,
yeah,
are you playing it and we hear the music, or we're just talking and then you get?
I don't have the capability.
No, I like that. I like that. That's better. That's better that we don't. You know,
we don't even know when the music.
Except it's not edited, but apart from.
But it is edited.
Yeah.
But nobody knows. You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, uncensored, and unprofessional, and unedited football conversation on the internet. Joining me today to discuss the World Cup in its entirety, thus far, Jonathan Vickers at the JDoggyDog on Twitter. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah, hi. It's good to be here again.
Good to see you. And over there, it's Luke, who does not have Twitter.
Yep, hi. Maybe we'll get Twitter at some point. Still waiting on it.
And we have a new member of the Inner Plane Repair podcast team joining us today, Jasper Kawaja. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
So we've got, in Johnny, we have our fan expert, having followed the team on the road.
Many times.
In Luke, we have a man who's played the game at the highest level. At A level. And in Jasper, I'm happy to announce we have a man who has coached the team.
I have.
And done a degree in something sport related.
Well, psychology. But I have done an essay on sport psychology, which makes me a sport psychologist.
And you're an expert in choking.
Yes. Cue jokes.
Tell us more.
Yes. Okay, so choking is when a player of a high ability completely underperforms when there is high pressure on them.
Right.
So my essay was on Gonzalo Higuain.
Classic choker.
And did you see him the other night?
Choking.
He did miss.
Choking.
With like 10 minutes ago. Really good left foot chance. Skied it. Point proven.
What do chokes?
But he chokes. He's done it in numerous finals. He did it. He's done it in like two Copa America finals, missed an open goal, missed a penalty, World Cup final, missed a one-on-one. For his club, he also missed a late one-on-one. It's a history.
Your expertise is just you can list.
Would you want to know why he does it? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the penalty, he's thinking too much about what he's actually doing. Imagine if you're walking down the street, if you start thinking about how you're walking, it all becomes quite awkward and unnatural.
Right.
Do we agree? Have you experienced this?
I've never been unnatural or awkward, so I haven't.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So, I'm always unnatural. But it's a constant thing. The awkward and unnaturalness just comes naturally to me. So,
lots to discuss, it being the end of the group stages. And that wonderful day where there's no football. Germany are out. Johnny, initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts are dark days for Deutschland.
Dark days for Deutschland.
Wow.
Deutschland.
It's very surprising, isn't it? Because, they have been really, really shit. And they were bad in the qualifiers. They Cruz saved them against
Sweden.
And they were terrible. And it was weird watching the game because it was like watching England and Iceland, as in it's like these are good players and it doesn't even look like they're trying, you know? It's until like the last few minutes.
Yeah.
And also Neuer, man. What a disaster that was.
What a disaster that was. Was there some high level choking going on in the German team?
That's a very tricky one. They did have some good chances, I just want to say, in that game.
Hummels choked.
Hummels completely did. It hit his shoulder. That's awful. Then someone else had a good header first. Thing is, if the guy first off puts his header in, 1-0, do they cruise it from there?
Yeah.
Small margins, World Cups. Small margins.
Small margins.
Well, it's true. It's like their win against Sweden. That was small margin. I was like, oh, they're all right.
One of the small margins that was of consequence was VAR played a role. Luke, tell us more about that.
What do you want me to describe it or give my thoughts? Well, I think everybody probably knows what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was a triumph for Vaar.
A huge
really.
Triumph.
Not only because it knocked Germany out, which is...
sensational.
Yeah, but because that's one of those decisions that...
no one
spotted. You can't blame the ref for not seeing that, mm. on the linesman for not seeing that in normal time, because it's just a ball amongst a bunch of players and it suddenly comes out to a player who's in an offside position, but then on the replay it's very easy to see that it's come off close. And so the goal is given.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Joachim Löw considering his position.
Is he?
I guess the Germans don't love him anymore.
He signed a new contract recent, just before the tournament, didn't he?
Yeah. Germany have not. Germany always get out of their group and always reach like the semi-finals since Joachim Löw has been manager.
Always the semi.
Something ridiculous like that.
They've also never gone out of the group stage, yeah, like, yeah. ever.
But there's that stat, isn't there? 4 of the last 5 winners out in the following mm-hmm. World Cup's group mm-hmm. stage.
Okay, so Germany playing England, as in the role of England.
The role of England.
You said they look like England, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could say England playing Germany.
What, coming second in the group with a NAF final game?
Oh, but are we going into this?
Let's talk about that NAF final game, if we must. England B versus Belgium B. Luke, it was dull.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Oh, it was one nice goal.
Your man, Adnan.
Oh, I have massive respect for that man. He really has become a man recently. I looked it up, he's 23 now. Only yesterday he was a young lad stepping onto the scene at Man U and
probably stepping
having a few good moments amongst a pretty average career there. But I gained great respect for him when I saw him take it past a player down the line once, and that respect has never gone. And he, well, what a goal. He just, little ball roll and flick back to just sit Danny Rose down, then he puts
it
in the
top
bins.
It was a goal worthy of winning a game.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a pretty stagnant defence.
Very stagnant. I'd say one player who was extremely stagnant was Eric Dier. Wouldn't you say, Jasper?
Yeah, you could clearly see the difference between Henderson and him throughout. Henderson was a lot more positive in his distribution. And, yeah, Dier really failed to put a stamp on the game. To be fair, he was completely overrun by Dembele, who was a very, very good midfielder.
Some would say the best midfielder.
Some would say the best
right up
of
there.
All time.
Mm. But he doesn't start for Belgium.
One player who did beast Dembele was Ruben Loftus-Cheek, who I've been very impressed with. Johnny, should he start in the next game against Colombia?
Yeah.
Luke, should he start?
Yeah, I'm going to go with yeah, because...
let's keep it to one word. Jasper, should he start?
No.
What?
No, please explain.
Let's keep it to more than one word, please, now, mate.
First 30 minutes of the first game. That's the best football England ever produced, yeah?
First 30 minutes. Oh, yeah.
That's yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, all right.
And maybe. He wasn't playing in that. I don't think he has the final end product that Ali and Lingard do.
Does
Lingard
Ali
scored
have any product?
Ali.
At the moment?
Well, he has been poor at the World Cup, but he makes more runs in behind... and I think he's more likely to score a goal than Ruben.
I just feel like the thing is with Ruben is he gives you that big boy presence in midfield that England just do not have.
Yeah, what about Henderson? Yeah. Surely he does that.
Do you need more big boy presence?
And they've got three big boys right at the back as
Henderson's
well.
Henderson's not a big
I don't think this England team is lacking big boys.
Well, Henderson's not a big boy.
I think Ruben Loftus-Cheek has a lot of big dick energy. Luke.
Yeah, but...
what?
Does Ruben Loftus-Cheek...
why are you saying... what the hell? Why?
Does Ruben Loftus-Cheek have big dick energy?
BDE.
B... no?
Oh.
Incorrect answer. Okay. So he's not going to start.
Well, because Jasper says so, he's not going to start.
Yeah. Well, he's coached a team.
That's true. He probably knows exactly what's going on. His head.
Sterling.
I think Rashford was poor that mm-hmm. game. I think Sterling's a better player. I think we've seen that.
What, at this World Cup?
Well...
and the
over the past
year. We've seen it the past year, and then Rashford can come in and he plays positively, but he's also shown he can't really start a game and play well.
I don't know if that's...
Luke, please.
I think he played well. He just didn't take his chances well. Whereas Sterling played bad across the board in the game.
Alright, you're definitely being overly harsh on Sterling.
Yeah.
Oh, his movement and stuff is very, very good. And he links
did you listen to our previous podcast?
He links the midfield to Kane a lot better than Rashford.
We had the stat of 0% pass.
Rashford's great off the bench because he picks it up and drives.
Yeah.
But as a team, you do not function as well.
He's a good impact sub. You can bring him on. He brings like some positive play.
He'll run for you.
But he won't. I don't think you should start with him.
Okay. It's settled then. Ruben Loftus-Cheek will not start.
After three CBS and Jefferson.
And
what did you say?
Oh, I believe in Big Boy Ruben.
Can we discuss whether it was a good idea to start the B team or
yes.
the win?
What do you think?
I think it was a good decision.
Expand.
Because firstly, you're trying out all your B team. Dyer's now had a game in his legs. He was pretty bad.
Mm.
If he comes on again, he might be a bit better.
At least
it was in his first game minutes. Then. And we can see that Welbeck and Vardy, at least we've now confirmed our starting 11 is a starting 11.
Uh-huh.
We didn't risk any injuries. And I think we're counting on being able to beat Colombia, and then we've got an easier route.
Okay. Before we talk about England playing Colombia, let's talk about other interesting things that happened in the group stages. Luke, I'm going to go to you for your moment of the group stages. It's
Marcus Rojo.
Rojo. Rojo.
Okay, Marcus Rojo banging in that goal in the 86th minute against Nigeria.
For me, it was a moment, but being a closet Nigeria fan, I'm out of the closet. I was very depressed.
Yeah, okay. Well, you asked me for my moment.
Well,
and being
saying, wrong.
Being a closet Argentina fan.
You can't say that.
What do you mean I can't say that? It's more like I just want Messi to do well. Because he's a good kid and he's a good player. But anyway, he should have
yes,
been that
he
game.
Did.
He scored.
Did he score?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
score. It was a really good goal.
Just testing you.
But yeah, after Higuain had been missing the entire game.
No, you're being too harsh on him.
God, shut the
I know,
up, Jasper.
No, he chokes, but he's a great striker.
Okay,
I really think he's
a
good
had
striker.
Been choking in that game.
Once.
A choke is a choke. Rojo did not choke. That's my point.
Yeah,
Higuain,
exactly.
Very similar chance. And then, for some reason, Rojo's ended up in the box.
Mm-hmm.
The cross goes in. At first, I don't know who's kicked it in. I just know someone has. And I'm very happy about it. And then they reveal who it is. And I just can't believe it.
Okay. So, Argentina threw out of that group. Croatia, very impressive. Jasper.
Very good. They look... I mean, they've got your boy Dejan at the back.
Ah!
He's playing well at the moment.
Like
he's next to that Vida guy, who's an absolute beast as well. So they're strong there. Midfield is unreal.
I'd die for that midfield.
Second only to Spain at the tournament.
Yeah. I'd agree with you there.
Yeah. No, Croatia. I hear you did a Dark Horses thing in your first ep that I missed.
Maybe that's a good time to revisit our Dark Horses. Johnny, your Dark Horse was?
England.
And would you change that now?
I don't think so. I feel like they've performed better than we thought they would.
Uh-huh. Luke, who is your dark horse?
Russia.
So, Russia did get through.
They did.
They did get through.
They did.
Do they still have your dark horse status?
See, I would say no, because I only said it because they just won 5-0.
Right.
They did go on to win the next game 3-0.
They go on to lose the game after that.
They did lose the game after that.
Great.
My dark horse, because I wasn't here for it, but I'd like to say it was Croatia. I rate them highly.
Yeah.
Who have they got now?
They have next. Bear with me while I just find.
No, wait, you were just on the table.
You.
Just go back to your table.
Denmark! Who I believe was somebody's
Otto's dark
horse.
Denmark are decent, Ericsson.
While we're on horses,
yeah.
Would anybody like to state or change their shining silver horse?
I mean, I can state mine. It's Belgium. I think we're going to get an England-Belgium final.
Up quick.
We've seen the B teams, we're going to see
the
A teams.
Okay.
I'm a shit.
Your shining silver horse?
Brazil. It was. I'm
fair
not going to change it.
Fair
I think.
Enough.
I think Belgium-Brazil, if... They should both go through, and I think that should be a very good game. But they've not actually been super convincing, but they also looks like they haven't been trying that
uh-huh.
hard.
I think they have been pretty convincing. Coutinho's been turning it on.
Yeah, and then... So yeah, I'm happy with Brazil.
Okay. Jasper, would you care to share with us your shiny
Shining silver, was it?
Yeah.
My shining silver was Spain.
Oh, that's good, because none of us picked Spain before.
Well, how do you think they're doing now?
They're looking good, but they were also very close to going out.
Yeah.
But I think, like, World Cups are small margins the whole way. I think they're good enough to win it. I'd give them the edge over anyone else, bar maybe Brazil.
Yeah. Okay. Horses done. Let's have your moment of the group stage, please, Jasper.
So I reckon my moment was the end, the final 5 minutes to Group B, which is Spain and Portugal's group.
Yeah.
Which was, so you go into the last 5 minutes with the table looking like Portugal top, Iran second, and Spain third. Spain are losing, Portugal are beating Iran, but Iran are above Spain on maybe yellows.
Mm-hmm.
But then VAR strikes everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
So you get Spain score, they took a quick corner, which is strange to do in like the last minute.
Classic
but Morocco have switched off somehow,
mm-hmm.
even though they scored like a few minutes before that to go ahead.
Why they switched off?
Probably.
Does happen.
Whips it in. Aspas. Remember that corner?
Fuck off.
He was scoring from a corner.
I'd like to put in a, what should you call it, an injunction?
Yeah.
Well, right. It depends what you're about to do.
Never mentioning Iago Aspas on this podcast. Ever again.
But what if he scores the World Cup winning goal?
Well, it's just a shit podcast, isn't it?
You just have to.
The man that will not be named.
I don't want to give
you
that much credit.
You know who has scored the World Cup.
We'll go with you know who.
Right, you know who. Mm. It was a nice little backflip into the goal, but so close for offside, like one of those really tight ones.
Goal.
So they went to VAR, but it still took like quite a few minutes because it takes a while for the line to come up.
Can I just interject here one moment about this whole offside thing where they don't flag it and don't blow the whistle for offside?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Johnny?
Well, I think it's all right because I've also seen a game where they didn't flag, it didn't result in anything special, and then he put his flag out after the thing, and it's like, that's fine, isn't it? Because as we're saying, the World Cup is about small margins.
Mm. Well, that's like fine, me. but it does make me uneasy a little bit.
Jasper, let's go back to your long
description. So then also, Iran have got a dodgy...
Can you just say one sentence?
Is swearing allowed on this podcast?
Unfiltered, uncensored...
Dodgy as fuck. Dodgy as fuck is how I describe the Iran penalty. Anyway, they get it. Ronaldo missed a pen that game as well. Christ.
Yeah.
Iran score the pen, and suddenly the groups. All right, I might as well stop there.
I just feel like I didn't even know what the moment was.
Well, we were on the plane.
It's a big 5 minute moment. He's talking.
My moment: Harry Kane scoring the winning goal against Tunisia.
Fair enough.
Say no more. Johnny, let's have yours.
We've had it before, but I think tied in with Mexico going through and Germany going out. That was just a great 10 minutes.
I think the moment when Neuer loses the ball.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Well, hang on. We haven't had it. But Luke's moment was Rupham's goal.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This should be.
This is my.
We're going with that.
Talk us through your moment. Talk you through it. So Neuer's had a bit of a shaky tournament the whole time.
Word.
And then they're 1-0 down, and Neuer's like, yeah. Let's chuck a big man up front. Although he's not like that. He's like, let's chuck a big man into a holding midfield position. Yeah. Receives the throw-in, gets tackled.
Arrogance.
Well, it's just stupidity, isn't it? It's like, it makes sense to put a goalkeeper up because they're normally huge. So they can get a header on or something.
What I enjoyed about that moment was the he's going to score aspect to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard the radio commentary, but it's quite funny. Just, he's going to score!
The song's going on.
I like that.
You must have been knackered at that point.
Was it Son? There's one South Korea player who thought they'd then gone through from that goal, and was being interviewed after the match, and then he realised.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Sad. Yeah.
Shall we talk about the next round? More specifically, England in the next round. More specifically still, England against Colombia in the next round. Luke. We're not playing Japan. Would you rather we were playing Japan?
Definitely rather we were playing Japan. Because, well, they're just a worse team all round than Colombia. And particularly with set pieces, which is what England are good at, Japan are not going to be very good at defending them. And whereas Colombia, like, at first, for a while it was looking like the group that England go on to play someone from, like, oh, we'd take anyone from it because they're all having, like, Colombia, we thought were going to be good, and then, but they only really lost the first game because they got a player sent off in 5 minutes, and then they've looked pretty decent since then.
Jasper, you're staring blankly into empty space.
It's podcast, you don't need to say that.
Well, that's to fill them in on the atmosphere of the room, if they can't hear you staring.
I'm running through the match in my head. I'm playing the full 90 minutes.
Simulating the match.
I'm simulating. I predict it's going to be very tricky for England.
2-10 goals.
I reckon it could go into extra time. You know, be a dragger. Dare we say the P word?
No.
That's a banned word on this pod.
I won't say the P word.
I think he's going to do it in 90 minutes. I think Colombia have been poor. I think, in fact I know, England have the highest pass completion percentage from the group stages.
Good knowledge.
That's an excellent stat.
And as we all know, pass completion equals goals.
That's a less exciting
stat. I've just run a quick simulation in my mind, and I can see it going like this. England concede, Falcao scores. Can I just finish my simulation?
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Falcao scores a goal. Yeah. England kind of get back into the game, score a fluky goal, maybe Kane off his back.
1 yarder.
Yeah. Then you think, we could do it. Falcao scores in the 70th minute and England just don't have enough puff to get over the line.
Then it's 2-2. Then what happens?
2-1.
2-1. Falcao scored 2 points.
I thought we scored early, then they scored.
They scored first. Then Kane scored. Then they scored.
I'm going with like a classic. Remember when England played Uruguay in that last
That would be vintage England
Ooh,
playing.
Okay,
England
let's have
gonna...
your.
Well, I was just going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On the England, yeah. Do we know about James Rodriguez? Because he went off injured in the last game.
I think he... I don't know
Give it a goog. Give it a goog.
Because that...
He's definitely injured.
While I'm googling it, could you each share in turn your score predictions for the game?
I'm going to go with 2-0 England.
Is this...
You think England are going to beat Colombia 2-0 at the World Cup?
Yep.
Okay.
I think Colombia have been poor.
No, they were really good the second match against Japan.
Yeah, that's against Japan though.
Japan got through.
Yeah.
Japan,
but it's still Japan
drew with Senegal and
lost
beat
Poland.
Senegal are a good side as well.
Senegal are pretty good.
Shout out to Senegal, actually.
Yeah,
it's quite
so
funny.
Unlucky. Shout out. Let's leave it at that. But
it's quite funny how Otto added them in as his new dark horse and then they immediately went out.
What was his old one? Denmark?
Yeah, he claims to have 2 dark horses.
Colombia coach Jose Peckerman says he's extremely concerned about James Rodriguez.
Oh, yes.
Would you... I mean, you've already said England are going to thrash them 2-0. Luke?
You know what?
Hammer's not in the picture.
I think 3-2 England.
Bloody yes!
Because, right?
That's a big score.
We haven't seen England's actual good team play another good team yet that actually wants to attack. Yeah, I think it's going to be an open game with lots of goals. Because both teams have goal scorers on them. And they're going to be flying in.
Jasper.
I'm going to go. I was also going to say 3-2, you know. 3-2 in extra time.
Oh, that's filthy.
I can already feel my diarrhea.
How many goals? What's the score before? Is it 2-2 at 90 minutes? Or maybe even 1-1 at 90 minutes. The goal's banging in extra time. So this is your prediction, Jasper. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1-1.
Maybe 0-0 at 90 minutes, Jasper.
1-1 full time.
Whoa.
All gonna go mad in extra time.
Second half of extra.
But I think I can just see Colombia doing it, you know?
Oh,
well, 3-2
right.
Colombia.
Shit. He's the coach. You heard it here first, folks.
Okay. So, assuming England beat Colombia, we then face Sweden or Switzerland. Who cares about that?
I reckon Switzerland will do it. Let's say no more.
Yeah, say no more. A mouth-watering tie tomorrow. France versus Argentina. Ooh. Luke, they're not a horse of yours. Are they
Argentina?
But you are.
I'm a massive closet Argentina fan. Messi fan.
I do love Messi.
Yeah, I just love the beautiful game. Love the player who plays it beautifully.
But you know, support a team who really do not play it beautifully.
Okay, but that's just you got. You know. Anyway. My thoughts on the game, I assume?
What have you got?
Well,
no,
Thomas.
I mean, what have you got?
Oh, no, nothing about that. Yeah, they played terrible football, Man U, but
Man U.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Argentina.
England as well.
England.
I thought you were an Argentina.
Argentina, yeah.
But sure. I'd like to say on the record that a Man United fan has just entered the inner plane.
Look, we'll cut this out in editing.
We're not cutting this out.
This is a major scoop.
But my thoughts on the France Argentina game. So, I think France have been a bit lackluster, but like they have a lot of quality in their squad, whereas Argentina have been like shit for a long time and could just continue to be shit and could just go out flatly to France. You feel like if like Argentina get it together a bit, if Messi like has an amazing game, then if they beat France, then they could do anything in this tournament. But wow. they have to have a massive turnaround just to beat France.
I feel like they went to the final last time, not having
played that more than a feeling.
I have a feeling.
The last like three tournaments, they've got made three finals.
Yeah, and it's.
Yeah.
But they've never been that good.
They've never been good. It's just Messi pulls them through.
Well, yeah, but like.
But are they
so
on the hard side of the draw, though? They've got
to. They really have to rely on either Messi's got to be amazing or the whole team's got to step up.
Yeah, I think Argentina to win 2-1, or alternatively 3-0 France.
Well, I wasn't asking for score predictions.
Well, you got one, mate.
You got one. You kind of did.
Have another one. 1-1.
Add extra time then, Johnny. What?
Yeah.
And then extra time?
extra time, Messi scores a hat-trick for one.
Oh!
He really pulls it out of the bag.
I'd like that.
All right, what else is happening in the World Cup? Uruguay, Portugal, another month.
Oh, is that all tomorrow?
That's a bit of a scum fest. There's like Pepe, Suarez, there's Ronaldo diving, Godin elbowing Ronaldo half the time, Ronaldo diving the other half. It's going to be great fun.
I want Uruguay to win that game.
Yeah, I think they will.
Think they will?
I think Uruguay will win, yeah.
Do you not think we're going to get an Argentina-Portugal? Is it not just fate that that's going to happen?
But Uruguay-Argentina is quite a big South American battle as well, isn't it?
It's true, it's true.
Either way, saucy stuff.
Saucy stuff in the round of 16. More saucy stuff on the way the following day in the form of Brazil, Mexico.
Ooh.
I think they were somebody's horse, Mexico.
They were somebody's.
Was that post game one?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're anyone's horse.
Okay. Nobody's horse, but they've galloped all the way right into the round of 16.
South Korea, like.
They
started like
they cantered.
They had
which
a canter. Well, no, I feel like they were galloping, and then like we using so the horse analogy.
The horse
there's jumps
going.
Involved. They fucking smashed into a big Sweden-shaped jump.
Hedge.
And fortunately,
one of their legs
like
is broken.
Yeah, one of the legs. Yeah, but fortunately, like
the horse didn't have to be put down.
Yeah, no. But so it's a three-horse race here with Sweden. So the Sweden. Okay, no. Sweden was the barrier.
Yeah.
The South Korean horse, fucking. Just plows into the German horse, like both horses get put down,
yeah.
And then the like limped, broken Mexican horse like staggers across
the
line.
That's
okay.
One.
That's what happens.
Right,
that's
so
what happened.
Brazil are more of like a finely tuned, high stakes stallion.
Hit galloping as well. They're
no,
just,
they
just
they
like
have
cantered
been,
to victory.
Yeah, but they're still well groomed.
They had to run a bit.
It's like when they plait their mane.
So they're just gonna with one. Hoof.
They're just going to stomp on this crippled Mexican horse as it crawls into the next round. They're waiting there to put it out of its misery.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this.
Brazil will put that horse down.
They will cripple that. Further cripple that Mexican horse. Okay. So the team that the Brazilian horse would face in the quarterfinal, having crippled the Mexican horse further, would be either Belgium or Japan. It's going to be Belgium. Let's not even bother talking about it.
Belgium.
Yes! Go there. Alright, do we have anything more to talk about? Something cool, funny, perhaps?
Funniest moment.
Michi Batshuayi.
Yeah.
What a moment that was.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, because Belgium have just scored. He's going over to kick the ball.
Is he trying to kick it into the net or into the stands, do you think?
I don't know.
I reckon into the goal.
But he's already in the goal.
But side netting.
So yeah, no.
That is weird, right?
Side bend. It's weird.
And then it hits him in the face and he's genuinely down, kind of injured a little bit.
He would have lost some brain cells.
Oh, definitely.
Wasn't there that thing coming out about kids?
Yeah.
Forget that.
One of his brain cells.
You got hit, yeah, you got hit in the head.
Snipping out the paint. And then, yeah, what's funny is he will know that, you know, at least the whole nation of England is laughing at him at the moment. And probably half of the world.
But he put something online, didn't he?
He said something like, I'm a fucking idiot or something.
So he's kind of making light of it on Twitter.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, he's got tired of Fortnite celebrations, had to do something original. Now, I thought, well, he's taking it well. A lot of those crying, laughing faces, which I'm not a fan of, on that tweet. Like, but then...
I don't mind.
So I was looking at this...
One of the things I really don't like is, you know, the clapping ones...
Are people praying?
No, the clap. It's got like some
little lines. Yeah, clap is different.
People do those tweets where it's like a word, then a clap, then a clap.
And really?
It's like, I really don't like that at all. There's something about it I don't like.
It's like how you space out your ha's when you do takes. It's kind of funny.
Me?
That's your thing.
Ha, 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 ha.
No, but it's only three. Ha, ha, ha.
No, but that's too quick.
Ha, ha.
Huh. Is it just a space?
Is it deliberate?
I don't have to sit here and take this. Do you want to tell us anything about your coaching experience? We could probably put it in
the beginning.
The beginning, just say, like, Jasper, so you're a coach of a top level team. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's the Cheyney Year 7 football team.
What is Cheyney?
Cheyney is a school.
Where?
And yeah, coach them to win County Cup. We have two players now at Oxford United.
Would you say that
one of them is the fastest 12-year-old in the country?
Is it down to your coaching?
Yeah,
yes.
So
of course.
He became a lot quicker since you...
And the first two matches I started him on the bench, you know, you need that harsh coaching to get the best out of them. And then I tried him at centre-back. Big mistake. I'll put my hands up there. And then we found his position.
Which is...
right up top.
Okay. Wow.
Even though
like that one's Christ. Soaking.
Okay, I have a thing.
We
can edit that out.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to that.
Fuck off.
You've been listening to the In Airplane Repair podcast. No, I don't like sound like that. That's not quite right. Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, unedited,
uncensored.
That's a joke.
An unprofessional!
An unprofessional football conversation on the internet. Thanks today to Johnny Vickers at JDoggyDog on Twitter.
No problemo.
Let's say goodbye to Luke, who does not have Twitter.
Goodbye.
And a special thanks to our newest member of the team, Jasper Kawaja. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.
And thanks from me.
Thanks, Tom.
At Jimmy Rowe on Twitter. Tune in next time. We'll be previewing the...
quarterfinals.
The quarterfinals and looking back over some truly mouth-watering.
3-2 Colombia victory in extra time over England.
Tune in next time. Bye bye.